the 8 foot by 58 inches with a side toolbox and spare tire. 2-inch ball hitch, $750, located just outside of Wathena. Please call 785-741-3991. And the Zion Lutheran Church in Hiawatha will hold Vacation Bible School for kids ages 3 to 12 years old from Monday, August 5th to Friday, August the 9th. The hours for that will be from 6 to 8 p.m. Registration starting at 5:30. Fun for everybody. For more information on that, please call 785-741-2529.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
A long and lengthy weekend. It all comes down to this, a second game to decide the AA Legion State Baseball Champion for 2024. Hiawatha getting to this game as they beat Iola 6-0 in a must-win earlier. Hiawatha will be the home team in this championship bout. Both teams with 30 wins. Win number 31 gets you the crown. Iola post 15 looking for three straight. They'll go like this in this winner-take-all game here today. Corbin Cloud, he'll pitch. He'll lead it off. Blake Ellis at second, batting second. Rogan Weir, the shortstop, batting third. Trey Summer in the cleanup spot. He'll be in center. Brandon McCarnon in right. He'll bat fifth. Grady Doherty at first, batting sixth. Kyler Isbell at third, batting seventh. Logan Page in left, batting eighth. Avery Bloffis, the catcher, rounding it out in ninth. Josh Smith at second for Hiawatha, leading off. Cooper Jacobson at third. Ashton Rocky in center. Sam Dunn at short. Caden Smith at first. Brant Barnhill in right. Lucas Lancaster catching. Cooper Wishrup gets the ball and will pitch to start here in this must-win for a championship game. And then Michael Oldham rounding it out in left field. Brandon Tam and Seth Tollefson one final time here in Concordia. We started Friday afternoon. We are ending on Monday afternoon. A champion will be crowned. And Cooper Wishrup is on the bump in this very, very big-time matchup here today. Wishrup's first pitch to Corbin Cloud is a called strike one. And the championship game is officially off and running. Wishrup's next pitch, fastball a little bit outside, 1-1. So Cloud, Ellis, and Weir, top third of the order, as Hiawatha was the road team in the first game, but now we have swapped, and Hiawatha the home team here in this final game here today. There's a called strike again, and quickly one ball, two strikes. Cloud was 1-for-3 in the first game with a single. And he swings and misses at a breaking ball. How about that, Ben, by Wishrup? Good starts with the strikeouts. Here is Blake Ellis. Ellis from the right side. Game one, he was 0-for-3. Two flyouts to center and a flyout to left. Wishrup's first pitch to him way high, and Lancaster didn't even bother lifting up to try to get that one. It goes to the backstop, and it's 1-0. Well, it's going to be hard for Wishrup to follow what Jacobson did for Hiawatha on the hill in game one. Here's a 1-0. That one also high, but not high enough for Lancaster to miss it. He got all that one, and it's 2-0. Jacobson went the distance. 7 innings. 1 hit allowed, no runs, and 6 strikeouts. Next one to Ellis inside, and he is way out in front. 3 balls, no strikes. 1 out, nobody on. Just getting going. The deciding championship game here today, and there's a pitch inside, ball 4. 1 out walk, and Rogan Weir is coming up next. Hiawatha in that first game, they scored 2 in the third and put it away with 4 runs, all with 2 outs in the sixth. Ellis at first. 1 out. Here is Rogan Weir, the shortstop. First pitch, a called strike. And it is 0-1. Similar names and similar spots defensively for Hiawatha here to start. And this is hit well, but right to Dunn at short. His throw to first. They can't double it up, but a line out to Sam Dunn. Didn't even have to take a step. Caught it chest high, and quickly like that, 2 outs. That'll bring up Trey Summer. Reached on an error, walked and struck out in the first game today, and a check swing foul tip for strike number one. The champion is going to be decided in this game. Excited to bring it to you. Wishrup's next pitch is fouled straight back. And quickly, Summer behind, 0-2. A combination of Cooper Wishrup and Caden Smith expected to be used on the mound in this championship game here today. Hiawatha had to have the first one, and they did, in grand fashion, winning 6-0. Wishrup's next pitch, a little bit high, 1-2. Ellis at first after a one-out walk. Top of the first inning, no score. Here's the pitch. And it's hit well out to left field. This is going to be Oldham, who makes a stretch catch. An impressive catch for the out. That was as far as you could reach out with the left hand to snag that one, potentially save extra bases and potentially a run save. Good start for Wishrup & Co. Half an inning in. No score in this title game.
Farming, it's the life. Indeed it is. The life of long planting and harvest hours. The life of our faith and family. The life of small towns and honest people. It's also the life of buying crop inputs, fertilizer, chemicals, and seed. To help manage risk in those inputs, buy DeKalb and Asgrow Seed. Call Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let The Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow The Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Hanzaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they are helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland opens 7 days a week with great specials. No score. Champion to be decided here, Iola and Hiawatha. Double-A Legion Baseball Tournaments, and Josh Smith steps in and facing Corbin Cloud. First pitch inside for ball number one. Bottom of the first underway, fastball missing high, quickly 2-0. Both teams have 30 wins. Hiawatha 30-11, Iola 30-7. Top two teams coming in, and the top two teams left to decide the crown. Good start for Josh Smith here. 3-0. Pitch by Cloud. His inside, ball four. A four-pitch leadoff walk to Hiawatha's Josh Smith. And that brings up Cooper Jacobson. Jacobson in the 6-0 win. A strikeout, a sack bunt, a lineout, a walk, a single, and a run scored. And Smith at first base and nobody out. And Hiawatha trying to threaten here in the bottom of the first. And that first pitch runs inside, ball one. So five straight outside the zone for Corbin Cloud to start. He's got good velocity with that fastball, but the location early on, not to be desired. Throws over two first, and Josh sliding back in safely. Jacobson awaits the 1-0. And there it is, called strike. 1-1. Corbin Cloud, a right-handed thrower. Jacobson, the left-hander, at the plate. Another throw to first. Fairly close play, but Josh Smith back safely. An incredible ride for Hiawatha post 66 here in 24, and they got one more game here for a chance to win it all. Ground ball right side, stabbed by the first baseman, goes to second for one. Double play is not in time. That was a beautiful stab at first base. And then getting it over to a second, that was Doherty, and couldn't quite double it up, so one on and one out. It was very hard hit, and caught it on a nice stab about shin high. So one out, one on. Here's Rocky, the offensive MVP in that first game. He was 4-for-5. Two doubles, two singles, two RBIs, and two runs scored. Oh, and they get Jacobson picked off at first. What a move by Corbin Cloud. Jacobson had a little step in the wrong direction, and by the time he turned and tried to get back, He was tagged out for out number two. So two outs and nobody on, and count here on Rocky now, one ball, no strikes. No score, bottom one. Championship here in the AA tournament. High fly ball right side and tailing into foul territory, and it gets out of play. Updated count, two balls, one strike. So Corbin Cloud, after giving up a walk and then a fielder's choice, a chance to get out of the inning facing the minimum. And this is popped up, shallow center field, and going out to make the catches. Weir, the shortstop, to retire the side. So Cloud does face the minimum in the bottom of the first. Double-A state championship game. Deciding one here in Concordia. No score after one.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer, too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Packages and options for truck drivers. Championship game here in the AA tournament. Hiawatha and Iola deadlocked at 0-0 going into the second inning. First pitch to Brandon McCarnon from Cooper Wishrup is fouled out of play for strike number one. Iola had a one-out walk in the first inning, but no harm, no foul. Wishrup kicks and deals. Little bit low. Lancaster couldn't quite get the frame job there, and it's one ball, one strike. McCarnon, Doherty, and Isbell do up for the two-time defending champs, and Hiawatha trying to knock off the king here in a winner-take-all. They had to win the first game, and they did in big-time fashion. It was a 6-0 final if you missed it. Cooper Jacobson, seven innings. No runs, one hit, six strikeouts. 2-1 is fouled away. Now two balls and two strikes. McCarnon pitched in the first game. He went four innings. At the plate, he was 0-for-2, a strikeout, a ground out, and a walk. Ground ball right side, Josh Smith. A chest high hop, fields nicely over to Caden Smith. And the first out in the second. That'll bring up Grady Doherty, the first baseman.
Brings up number 24, Grady Doherty.
Doherty in the first game today, he was 0-for-3. A lot of offers throughout the Iola lineup with Jacobson only giving up the one hit in that game. Impressive stuff, but Hiawatha, they got to win one more. First pitch a little bit inside to Doherty for ball number one. No score, one out, bases clear, top two. Hiawatha was the road team in the first game. Now they're the home team in the deciding game. Foul ball there down the left field line. One ball, one strike. Lancaster catching. Jacobson at third. Dunn at short. Josh Smith. Caden Smith, your second first combo. There's a check swing. Did he go around? And he did not. Two balls, one strike. Defensively in left, Oldham. Rocky in center. No shock there. And Barnhill and right. Two balls, one strike. Here's Wishrup's delivery, and a tie for ball three. It's a tough pitch to lay off, but discipline there from the first baseman, Grady Doherty. 3-1, ball four. Low and outside. So just like the first, a one-out walk here in the second. That'll bring up Kyler Isbell. Wearing jersey number 8 and batting from the right side. Wishrup out of the stretch, and and will quickly throw to first, and it gets away from Caden over there, but not far enough for Doherty to make the move to second. One on, one out. Here is Kyler Isbell playing defensively at third. He pitched in the game yesterday against Hiawatha. He made a couple good defensive plays earlier in that first game today, but obviously not helping his team out in terms of winning the game, but might have saved a run or two. One ball, no strikes here on Isbell. The original start time for today was 1 o'clock, but with the heat coming later on, they pushed it up to a 10 o'clock start time, and now we are just underway in game two. Isbell sends it high in the air, right field. Barnhill eyeing it, and the glove up high above the head makes the catch for out number two. So just like the first inning, after giving up a one-out walk, Wishrup comes back, getting the next guy this time to fly out. First one was Weir. He lined out to short. But now he's still got to get one more. Here is Logan Page, the left fielder. He will bat from the left side wearing jersey number 7. Fouls away the first pitch. Good cut. Got about maybe 10% of the ball there. And it's no balls and one strike. Wishrup out of the stretch. The right-handed thrower against the left-handed hitter. Not much of a lead at first. No go. And a ground ball to the right side. Barely foul. Fortunate there. And it's no balls and two strikes. Wishrup a chance for his second strikeout. Struck out Cloud to begin the game. Iola post 15 and Hiawatha post 66. Two teams with 30 wins currently. Iola 30-6, Hiawatha 30-11. Or correction, 30-7 is Hiawatha, or Iola, excuse me. There's a ground ball to the right side, and Caden Smith, he does it himself. So just like the first inning, Wishrup gets around the one-out walk. 1.5 in, Hiawatha coming up for a second time here in this title game. Deadlocked at 0-0.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha, at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Hey, Hiawatha. Want lightning fast fiber internet? Now is the perfect time to switch. Enjoy the most enhanced network available and save $10 off your monthly bill for the rest of the year. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value, supports remote work, education, and entertainment. If you haven't already scheduled your fiber install, now is the time. Currently booking September installation. Don't wait. Call us today at 800-892-0163.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball AA State Tournament Championship here in Concordia. A winner to be decided here in this one. No score, bottom of the second inning. Hiawatha coming up for a second time. They sent up just 3 in the first. Despite a couple of base runners, and Sam Dunn leading it off against Corbin Cloud here in the home second. Dunn, Smith, which is Caden Smith, and Brant Barnhill. Cloud's first pitch, a little bit inside for ball number 1. And the 1-0 taken for a called strike. One ball, one strike. Bases empty, nobody out, top 2. Dunn productive in game 1, couple of RBIs. Sack fly, single, and a walk as well. Right now Dunn in front, 2 balls and 1 strike. That's from the right side. Cloud's pitch is popped up and foul territory. And it's 2-2. The 6 runs that Hiawatha scored in the first game. And there is a called strike 3. Bell tie with the fastball. First K for Cloud. And that's the first out here in the second for Hiawatha. First strikeout for him again. And that brings up Caden Smith. But was mentioning the 6 runs. 2 were scored in the third. And they scored 4 with 2 outs in the 6th. First pitch swinging. Caden Smith grounds it to short. Play it first well in time. Nice play by Weir, and just like that, two up and two down. That'll bring up Brent Barnhill, the right fielder.
Number 38.
It was 0 for 3 in the first game today. He was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded, which scored a run. A couple of ground outs and a strikeout. Takes the first pitch low for ball one. First time we're seeing the sunshine here today. It was overcast the entire first game. That sun came out. The temperature rose about 800%, what it feels like. One ball, one strike, two outs, space is empty. Time called by Cloud, and now he wants to have a conversation with Blaufus, his catcher. Blaufus, by the way, B-L-A-U-F-E-S-S. Blaufus. All right, after the one-on-one, we settle back in. One ball, one strike, two outs, nobody on. Bottom two, no score. Champion to be decided here at the AA State Tournament. Here's the pitch. Ooh, bends it in there. Had Barnhill buckling at the knees, and now it is one ball, two strikes. That was a very nice pitch. The 1-2. Tried it again, but that one missed inside. 2-2. Dunn struck out. Caden Smith grounded out. First two outs of the inning. Cloud trying to face the minimum again here in the second, and a foul ball out of play. Stays 2-2. Cloud's got good velocity with the fastball. Here's the pitch off speed and outside, and it runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Cloud works quickly. A 3-2 is a ground ball over Cloud behind second, fielded by Weir. The throw is low, and it gets away. It would have been a bang-bang play if Doherty would have squeezed that one out, but leave that'll go down as an infield hit.
Brings up the catcher, number 31, Richard
Lancaster. So we'll call it an infield hit. Regardless, a two-out base runner, that'll bring up Lucas Lancaster. Lancaster, a walk, a couple of ground outs, and a strikeout in the first game. And he takes one inside here for ball one. Third base runner in the early parts of this game for post 66. Cloud out of the stretch, glancing, firing. And it's in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Two-step lead at first for Barnhill after the infield hit with two outs. Cloud's pitch, a little bit high, two balls and one strike. Two and one. No score here in the bottom of the second. And a check swing, but a called strike anyways, and it's 2-2. Good start for both of these pitchers here. Cloud fires. And a ground ball, but right back to Cloud. Sidearms it to first, and well in time. Lancaster didn't even drop the bat. And that retires the side. So a two-out hit by Barnhill. He is left stranded there. The AA State Championship game here in Concordia, deadlocked at 0-0.
For almost 20 years, Mow with an Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or SkyviewEquipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
Spring and summer, mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
KNZA,
American Legion Baseball, it is brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And Holthouse Auto House in Fairview, how many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? One final time, game number 10 that we have broadcasted here in Concordia. And final one here deciding the AA state champion. Four goose eggs on the board, 0-0 after two. Cooper Wishra back to work, him and Corbin Cloud for Iola. Solid on the bump equally here early. Hiawatha won the must-win game for them right before this one, 6-0 that final. Trying to knock off Goliath. Iola searching for a third straight title. But they are on the brink here with Hiawatha. No score. Starting the third inning here. First pitch to the catcher, Avery Blothis, is fouled away for strike number one. First game, he was 0-2. Strikeout and a pop out. Now he lifts this one in the air. Left side. Sam Dunnett short. Brings it in for the out. Then we swing it back to the top of the order. Second time through, here's Corbin Cloud. Struck out swinging to begin the game.
Number one, Corbin Cloud.
Wishra pulling the mitt high above the face. And fires in one a little bit off speed there and a little bit high for ball one. Both teams with 30 wins coming into this championship game here today. That one's a little bit outside, and now it's two balls and no strikes. One out, base is empty, top three. Another close one, but another miss, 3-0. Well, we're trending to go three in a row with a one-out base runner. Let's see. Not quite yet. That one in there, three balls, one strike. In the first, Blake Ellis, a one-out walk. In the second, Doherty, a one-out walk. And now here in the third, we'll see. Lifted high in the air. Trailing back is Oldham, and he works his way into the gap. It was well hit, but he was playing far enough back. He didn't have to scramble too far into the gap, and he makes a nice play for out number two. Two up, two down. Here is the second baseman, Blake Ellis, a walk in his first AB. Jersey number four, post 15 on the back. The all-white USA-style uniforms for Iola. First pitch is a little bit high for ball one. No score, top three. Base is empty and two outs. Winner takes home the title. This one is hit well out to left field, and it drops in for a hit. The first hit in the game for Iola, a two-out third inning single by Ellis. And Oldham was playing pretty far back, so he had no chance to get up to it in time. And keeps the inning alive for Rogan Weir.
Number 21, Rogan Weir.
Well, Wishrup out of the stretch. Haven't really had to utilize it a whole lot. And first pitch a little bit outside for ball one. Weir lined out to Dunnett shorts in his first at bat. He wears jersey number 21. Next pitch, about the same spot, a little low and outside. It's 2-0. Well, Iola is hoping for maybe a little two-out damage here, like Hiawatha did to him in the sixth inning in the first game. There's a called strike, belt-high fastball, 2-1. Iola looking for their third straight state championship. They beat Concordia last year on this field in the final. That one's a little bit high, 3-1. Ellis at first, two down. Three balls, one strike here on Weir. The pitch. Inside, ball four. Now a two-out run here. Iola threatening. After a single by Ellis, a walk to Weir, and now two on and two outs. Here is Trey Summer, very dangerous hitter. He has had multiple extra base hits in this tournament, including a double in the first meeting last night between these two. Takes one outside here, ball one. He lined out to left, put a good charge into it his first time, but Oldham able to make the catch. Next one high, 2-0. And now a quick time. So trying to get Wishrup to settle down here. He got the first two pretty quick. And a single by Ellis, a walk to Weir. They're at first and second. And now he falls behind Summer here at 2-0. A little meeting on the hill. Caden Smith is also available to pitch in this game. But they are going to ride with Wishrup here. Got to go as long as he possibly can. So after a quick settle down there, he's just got to get one out here to get out of it. We are still scoreless. But the biggest threat by either side here so far in the game, and it's here with Iola in the top of the third. All right, so Wishrup has to deal with Summer in a 2-0. Outside, ball three. Brandon McCarnon, due up next. Here is a good shot for Iola. Let's see. See if Wishrup can find the strike zone on 3-0. And it's hit out to center field, and on 3-0, and a diving catch. Oh, Rocky can't come up with it. And a run is going to score, and it's 1-0 Iola. Man, Rocky. A near diving catch, but it just get it under the glove. And it's an RBI for Summer, and Iola is on the board first. Well, and it was easy with two outs. The runners didn't even have to look. So they could just take off, and Weir went first to third. So, again, they're at the corners. And now an opportunity for Brandon McCarnon. 1-0 Iola. RBI single by Summer. Wishrup's pitch. Summer takes off, pitches. Low one outside, and now that gets away. The throw back to Wishrup, and a throw home, not in time, 2-0. A costly mistake by Lancaster. His throw to Wishrup was wide and went behind the mound. And heads up base running by Weir. He scores, and it's 2-0. And Summer at second base. So this has all happened with two outs. Now Lancaster kind of settling back in, looking kind of down at his left foot and doing something with his shoe, but a costly mistake there gives Iola now a 2-0 lead, and now they still have a chance with a runner at second still with two outs. Wishrup's pitch here to McCarnon is a called strike. It's 0-1. Wishrup sets, looks back at second, and fires. Beautiful. Called strike. 0-2. No more harm done if you're Hiawatha. Want to get out of it with just the two allowed here. Still plenty of time in this game. But Iola's done something here with two outs. There's a swing and a miss. And a fist pump from Wishrup. He knew how important that was. And they get out of the inning. An RBI single by Summer and an error. Two runs across for Iola. And 2.5 into this championship game. They lead Hiawatha 2-0.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand. With so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today. The Hiawatha Creamery and treat yourself.
KNZA.
Well, Iola leading this one 2-0. Their first lead today against Hiawatha in what is now game number two, the deciding game to determine Legion AA state champion here in 2024 in the must-win earlier today. Hiawatha blanking Iola 6-0. But here in the final game, 2.5 in, 2-0 Iola. Corbin Clown back to work. He'll start here in the third with Cooper Wishrup, and the first pitch runs up and in for ball one. Wishrup Oldham, and Josh Smith, 8-9-1, as Hiawatha trails for the first time today, and now Clouds off speed pitch, bends in there for a called strike. Two runs for Iola in the top half. There's a foul ball, and it's 1-2 here on Wishrup. An RBI single with Trey Summer, and then a throwing error by Lancaster, allowing that second run to score, and that all happened with two outs. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. First outs in the inning. Second strikeouts for Cloud. That brings up number 9 in the order in Micah Oldham. He'll bat from the right side. Cloud working quickly, firing, and delivering a called strike number 1. Well, the clouds have subsided, mostly blue skies now. It was all overcast in game 1, and that one runs up and in, nearly got him. But Oldham,
number 9, Micah,
quickly out of the way, 1-1. Cloud, no to one sign, yes to number 2, and bends one in there for another called strike at the knees. 1-2. Wishrup struck out to begin the inning, and that one just missed. 2-2. Josh Smith to follow. A long season that started in late May comes down to it in the end here in late July. That next one just missed, and now it's 3-2. Hiawatha would love a 1-out base runner. Here's the pitch, and a foul ball. Just got a piece. Good cut. It was a fastball knee high and on the inside corner. You don't want to give it to the umpire. Anything close, you want to make a cut. Here's the pitch. Got him. Yep, too close. That one bend in there on the inside corner, and there is a second strikeout in the inning, a third strikeout in the game, and two outs quickly in the third. Here's Josh Smith for a second time. He walked in his first at bat. And he takes another off-speed pitch here. Boy, that curveball is really on point right now for Corbin Cloud. It's 0-1. Now comes back with the fastball. And right down the middle. It's 0-2. Chance to strike out the side here for Corbin Cloud right after his team put up a 2-0 lead. Josh Smith calling for time, stepping back in. Here's the pitch, the 0-2. High fastball laid away, and now 1-2. Cloud shaking no to one, yes to the next. Off speed. Good job by Josh Smith to check his swing there. Didn't go around, and it's 2-2. Well, the theme today has been two-out rallies. And here's a line drive out to center field, and it drops in for a hit. Summer hesitated. I thought he was going to maybe try to make a dive on it. And he pulled up at the last minute, wanted to keep it front, and not give Josh Smith extra bases, so a two-out single for Josh Smith. Second hit of the game for Hiawatha. That'll keep it going here for Cooper Jacobson. He reached on a fielder's choice and then was picked off at first base on a nice play by Cloud. Jacobson awaits the first pitch. Here it is. Just a little bit low, 1. Two-out single, Josh Smith at first. 2-0, Iola. Bottom 3, another throw to first, and close play, but Josh is back in safely. Wishrup and Oldham, back-to-back strikeouts to begin this inning. Josh Smith, a 2-out single. 1-0 the count here on Jacobson. Takes one in there for a called strike number 1. 1-1 the count. Jacobson, 7 innings, no runs, 1 hit, 6 strikeouts in the must-win game earlier today. It was absolutely sensational to watch what he was able to do there. Takes another one outside, 2-1. From the left side, Cloud a righty, Jacobson a left-handed hitter. Here's another throw to first, and oh, got him again. Second time, Cloud has picked off a runner, and that ends the third inning. So a 2-out base runner. clears it out. The second pickoff move by Cloud. We have finished three innings in this championship-deciding game, and right now the defending champs Iola leading Hiawatha 2-0.
What are your concerns when choosing an insurance policy? This is Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance. My obligation is to take in your exposures and process a policy to not only cover your risk, but also be competitive in premiums. Our agency represents multiple companies, which can give us the opportunity to customize a policy for all types of insurance. A brief meeting is all that's needed. Call me, Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance at 742-4499 or visit us on the web, www.MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Maximum Insurance, working together securing tomorrow.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
2-0 Iola here as we start the fourth inning, and Cooper Wishrup back to work facing Grady Doherty. First pitch inside for ball one. Winner take all state championship game here today. It's been a wild ride this weekend, but glad to be a part of your Monday afternoon here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Next pitch inside as well, so Wishrup falls behind. Two balls, no strikes to Doherty, who walked his first time up. Another one outside, 3-0. The two runs in the third for Iola with two outs. Single by Summer and then an error, allowing that second run to score. And there is a four-pitch walk to begin the fourth. Hiawatha won the first game, 6-0. Dominant fashion to get to this winner-take-all game. But Iola right now, the advantage at 2-0 is they bat here with one on, nobody out. In the top of the fourth, here is Kyler Isbell. Wishrup throwing to first, and Doherty is back in safely. Well, currently 91 degrees as we continue on here, about the halfway point of this deciding game. Isbell shows a bunt, puts it down. It's well played. Wishrup's lone play is the first, and he is out. There was a little bit of a collision with him and Caden Smith at first, and the umpire did not like what Isbell did there, and Isbell's fans didn't like it either. So regardless, it's an out. The sack bunt gets the runner into scoring position, and that'll bring up Logan Page. Iola fans say one thing, Hiawatha fans say the next, and now the umpires meet between the base paths. I think Hiawatha's got the advantage in the argument, according to the umpire. And the Iola coach is coming out to argue. It's an out regardless, so why are we caring at this point? Yeah, now we got a little tension between the two fan bases. I love it. Here we go. Runner at second base and one out. Wishrup back to work after that discussion. Pop up and a foul out of play. This is Logan Page. He grounded out to first base in the second inning. 2-0 Iola, about the halfway point. There's a fastball missing high, 2-0. Wishrup's 2-0. Just missed inside. It was close, 2-1. Tensions are rising. A lot on the line. There is no doubt about it. Three balls, no strikes here on Page. And it's ball four. Doherty at second, now Page occupying first, and one out, and here comes another meeting on the hill. 2-0 our score, Iola leading, both runs in the third. I think Wishrup again will stay. They're just trying to settle him down. There's one out, but Iola is threatening with two on. Caden Smith is also available and could pitch if needed. They wanted Wishrup to go as long as he could, and looks like he still will continue after this, but is trying to get everything settled in the infield and trying to get out of it with no harm done. It'll be Avery Bloffis, the catcher, who is 0 for 1, a pop out to short, once we settle everybody back into their spots. Here we go. Bloffis will bat from the right side. Number 9 in the order wears jersey number 25. The Wishrup out of the stretch. Doherty at second. Page at first. Both there thanks to walks. Wishrup's pitch is chest high, a little bit upstairs. And it's ball number 1. Wishrup sets. Looks back at second. Neither runner being held. Corner infield playing in. There's a knee-high fastball called strike. It's 1-1. So you got Jacobson at third, playing close to the grass, and same with Caden Smith over at first. You got second and short playing a little farther back. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Wishrup would love to go to the diner and order up a strikeout here. Looks back, belt high set, kicks and deals. Ground ball, left side, off the glove and into left for a base hit. Here comes the runner from second around third. He will score, and Iola leads it 3-0. That is an RBI for Bloffis. Page stopping at second base. So now 3-0 Iola, still batting with one out and two on here in the fourth. Here is Corbin Cloud as we get back up to the top of the order. Now you're seeing a little more emotion from both sides after that collision at first with Isbell and Caden Smith. That caught a little controversy. The state title's on the line, so you know there is a lot of emotion. Didn't even need that play to happen to have emotion in this game, but it has certainly rose that factor. One ball, no strikes here on Cloud. He is 0 for 2. 3-0 our score. Iola in front. It is outside. Striking out via the swing in the first to fly out to left in the third. Two on and one out. Here's the pitch by Wishrup. Runner takes off to third. Throw by Lancaster. Beautifully done, and he gets the out at third. Big second out. Page is caught stealing. Beautifully done by Lancaster and a monster second out. Bloffis does go, the double steal. He is at second, but you get that monster at second out. Now, chance to get out of it with only one run allowed. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, high chopper, but foul. Jacobson chasing it down. And right now on Cloud, 2-1. Runner at second, now 2 down. A great play by Lancaster over to Jacobson. Absolutely perfect with the throw. 2-1 is high, now 3-1. The run by Avery Bloffis, a RBI single. He is at second base. 3-1. Here's the delivery. Ball 4. The inning continues with 2 outs. 2-1 once again, and that brings up Blake Ellis, who has reached twice. He walked in the first, singled and scored in the third. Top of the fourth inning, 2-2. 3-0 Iola in this championship-deciding game in Concordia. I think we will have a courtesy runner for Cloud at first base. Easton Wesselow will be the courtesy runner at first base, so he takes over there for Cloud. Still at second is Bloffis, and Wishrup has to work at least another batter here. 2-2, 1-0, 3-0, top 4. Fastball missing high here to Ellis for ball number 1. settles the bat above the right shoulder. Wishrup looks back at second, deals in a knee-high fastball called strike one. Count now 1-1. Wishrup's next pitch. Got it on the inside corner. Ellis didn't like the call, but Wishrup got it that time. It's 1-2. Can you get out of it with only one run allowed? It would be a big strikeout here if he can get it. 1-2. Here's the pitch. And it's lifted out towards center field. Rocky, he's got a good jump on it. Two makes the catch and retire the side. A lengthy top of the fourth inning of just the one run. An RBI single by Avery Bloffis. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Championship game here in Concordia. Iola 3, Hiawatha nothing.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Farmers, what are you looking for in soybean seed for next year? Let me help you answer the question. Are you looking for top yield potential, crop safety without sacrificing superior weed control? This sounds like Asgrow soybean varieties to me. Trusted and consistent performance with elite genetics. For everything you're looking for in soybean seed, look to Asgrow. Call Howard Seed today. Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
Gansaland Radio.
3.5 down, 3.5 to go here in this championship deciding game. Double A Legion State Baseball Championship Tournament in Concordia. Hiawatha and Iola, and right now the defending champs. Iola a 3-0 lead as Jacobson takes a first pitch called strike from Corbin Cloud. And here we go, bottom four is underway. So Hiawatha is going to have to rally. They won the first game 6-0 to get to this winner-take-all game. Foul ball by Jacobson. No balls, two strikes. He's quickly down in the count. And it'll bring up Rocky after that. Dunn also due up this inning. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right side on a high hop. Easy play for Doherty. Does it himself for out number one.
Number eight,
Rocky. Here's Rocky. Four hits in the first game, including two doubles. He popped out to short in his first at-bats in this game today. When Cloud has pitched really well, he has given up just two hits. He has struck out three. And he has given up just one walk. There's a check swing and a called strike, and Rocky starts a step behind. It is 0-1. Iola two runs in the third. They added one in the fourth. A little bit low and inside, 1-1. The two runs that Iola scored in the third, it was all with two outs. And they stranded two in the fourth after getting a run in on an RBI single. Now 2-1 here on Rocky. From the right side, Cloud's delivery is a ground ball left side. Weir to his right, stabs, throws, and not in time. Speedy Rocky beats it out for an infield hit. A one-out base runner for Hiawatha here in the fourth. Again, a play where if Weir went back to it, may have got a little bit more of a charge on it. Wasn't incredibly hard hit. About 5 out of 10 on the scale there. But he waited back on it, and scouting report would show you that Rocky can beat those out. He's at first, 1-1. 3-0 Iola, but Hiawatha trying to get something going in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Dunn. Strikeout his first time up. Cloud out of the stretch, delivers. A little bit high for 1. No runs, 3 hits, and 2 left so far for Hiawatha in this one. Cloud's next pitch is low for 2. Not much of a lead for Rocky. And he is the most likely candidate to try to steal for this Hiawatha team. But Cloud has already picked off 2 base runners in this game. You got to be careful. He's got a great move. Takes his time. A 2-0 is a little bit high. 3 balls, no strikes. Gun the advantage here in this AB. Another throw to first, and Rocky was there to get back. Gunn awaits his 3-0 count. Cloud sets, belt high, and delivers. That is in there for a called strike, now 3-1. Caden Smith on deck as Hiawatha looks to put something together here in the bottom of the fourth. One on, one out. Here's a 3-1 by Cloud. It is inside, ball four. That'll bring up Caden Smith, who grounded out to short in his first at bat. Rocky at second, Dunn at first. And the first time today that Hiawatha has put multiple base runners on. 3-0 Iola, champion to be decided with the winner of this one. Here's the pitch. Runs inside, nearly caught Smith, but it'll be ball number one. After a ground out by Jacobson, a single by Rocky, and a walk to Dunn. First and second. One out. Here is the 1-0. Ground ball, left side, slow roller, stabbed, and they do get the tag, and a long throw is way high. They get the lead runner, Rocky, going to third on the tag, but after an errant throw, the other two runners get up to second and third. So it was a ground ball at third. Isbell picked it up right as Rocky was running in front of him, and he tagged him out. And he tried to double up Smith at first, and his throw went way a ways, which allowed both runners to advance. So now it's up to Caden Smith, or correction, Brant Barnhill, excuse me. And the first pitch, a called strike. So they're at second and third and two down. Hiawatha trailing by three. Barnhill come through. He singled in his first at-bat of the day. That one is low. One ball, one strike. So Dunn at third. Smith at second. Here's the 1-1. Outside. Two balls and one strike. That was just unlucky for Rocky. It was a slow hit ball by Caden Smith, but as soon as Isbell fielded, he was right there to tag Rocky out for the force. Next pitch, up and in. Three balls and one strike with Lancaster due up next. And here's the pitch. It is popped up, but foul. So now the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Two on, two outs. 3-0 Iola, bottom of the fourth. Big pitch coming up here to Barnhill. Here it is. Strike three. Right down the middle. Got a swing. And that retires the side. So Hiawatha, a couple of opportunities there. But again, they come up empty. Four innings in, this championship deciding game. Still 3-0 Iola.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
KNZA.
Brandon Tam and Seth Tollefson here on KNZA. Coverage of American Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. Online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dill Electric with over 20 years experience, commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Give Luke a call, 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron and McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca, who sponsor our player of the game. Well, the winner here is the AA state champs, and right now the two-time champs in Iola as Hiawatha on its heels a little bit. 3-0 our score as we go to inning number 5 as Wishrup back to work, keeping Hiawatha in this game. The Braves had an opportunity in their last at-bat. They stranded two in scoring position, but now we head to the fifth, and Iola trying to add to a 3-0 lead. So here's Weir, 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. First pitch taken for a called strike number 1. 3-4-5, Weir, Summer, and McCarnon. As Wishrup has been battling today, that is for sure. That one is outside for a ball. He has walked 6 and has struck out 2 in 4-plus innings of work. Caden Smith also available to pitch at some point in this game if need be. Here's Wishrup's offering. It is high. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Weir lined out to short in the first, walked and scored thanks to an error in the third. Popped up, left side, right behind the mound. Dunn is going to let, actually, Caden Smith, the first baseman, take that one. And there is the first out in the fifth. That'll bring up Summer, who is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Three nothing Iola. Championship game here today. Iola looking for their third straight, and that is a swing and a foul off there by Summer. No balls, 1 strike. 6-0 Hiawatha in game 1 today to get this winner-take-all game opportunity here, but right now Iola with the lead. There's a ground ball. Oh, and it's booted off Jacobson's foot, and the throw is late and not in time. That'll be an error, and that puts a base runner on with 1 out. Here is McCarnon, who's 0-for-2. And Wishrup needs to go back to the stretch position. Unlucky break. It took kind of a weird hop and looked like it kicked off maybe the inside part of the foot of Jacobson and then ricocheted over to Dunn at short. By the time it was settled and over to first, Summer was in there in time. 1 out, 1 on, 3-0 Iola, batting in the top of the fifth. Runner takes off, pitches high. Lancaster's throw is, not in time. It would have been in time, but Dunn dropped the throw, and not sure what Summer was doing. He kind of got 4 or 5 feet from the bag and then just kind of stopped his run. That was a weird play, but Summer is in there with a stolen base. Kind of a mistake on both sides there. 1 ball, no strikes here on McCarnon. Runner at second base, and there's a called strike, and it's 1-1. Iola's runs, 2 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th. Batting here, leading by 3 in the 5th. High fastball missing, 2-1. That error that allowed Summer to reach was the 2nd error of the game by Hiawatha's defense. There's a fastball, good locale there, knee high, and it's 2-2. You don't want to fall behind much more. Hiawatha offensively will have 9 outs to spare. Ground ball right side, good. Stab by Caden Smith, he'll do the damage himself. Out number 2, in the process, Summer gets to 3rd. So a runner 90 feet away, but 2 outs in the inning, and it's up to Grady Doherty, who has reached twice, both via the walk. He has also scored a run. That's from the right side. Summer at 3rd. Wishrup stares, turns, and fires. It's high.
Number 24, Grady Doherty.
1 ball, no strikes. It has been a long grind for both of these teams here in 2024, and it comes down to this one here today. Good swing there by Doherty, but it's fouled out of play, and it's 1 ball, 1 strike. Both teams with 30 wins. Hiawatha has 11 losses, and Iola has 7 losses. Win number 31 wins you the title. Here's a 1-1. Popped up, another foul ball, and Wishrup the advantage at 1-2. Chance to get out of the inning after a 1-out error put Summer aboard. He now stands at 3rd base. Wishrup looks at 3rd, sets at the belt, and deals. It is outside, gets to the backstop. Here comes Summer from 3rd, the throw home, not in time. And a wild pitch with 2 outs gives Iola a 4-0 lead. That fastball just got away from Wishrup. Ended up well outside. Lancaster gave it a ride, and it was a fairly close play at the plate. He got a good bounce off the wall, but Summer scores to make it 4-0. They have scored in now each of the last three innings. Another foul ball there, stays 2-2. Now the base is empty. Doherty trying to keep it alive, but damage done with the one run added there. And there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Doherty. Big strikeout there, but a wild pitch adds to the Iola lead. Now 4-0 as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in this championship game on KNZA.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Corbin Cloud back to work. Hiawatha down to three more at-bats. They trail Iola here 4-0 in this AA state championship game. Cloud's first pitch to Lucas Lancaster is in there for a called strike. He is 0-1 in the game today. Takes another one on the outside corner, called strike number two. Cloud's been really good. He has struck out four. He's given up just three hits and two walks. Whew, that one was close too, but didn't get that one. One ball, two strikes. Lancaster, Wishrup, and Oldham. Hiawatha has nine outs and three at-bats to spare. Minimum, they need four. Ground ball left side, fielded by Weir. Good throw on target and well in time for the first out in the inning. Lancaster falls to 0-2. Here is Wishrup, 0-1 with a strikeout. Base is empty, one down here in the bottom of the fifth. Well, I guess it's been good to be the road team today, as Hiawatha was the away team in the first game, winning 6-0, and now Iola the road team in this game, and they lead it 4-0. Swing and a miss by Wishrup, drops behind, no balls, one strike. And Cloud's pitch bends in there, called strike two. He has got a nice pace and groove going to him right now, and seemed to get that when your team jumps out into a lead. High fastball didn't bite, Wishrup staying alive at 1-2. Defensive alignments have stayed the same. Both pitchers that have started the game are still in it. Here's the pitch. Reaching out and fouling it away. Good swing there just to keep it alive. At one ball, two strikes, Oldham on deck. Well, both teams positive today with two-out rallies in their scoring innings. And another foul ball. Good rally here with Wishrup, still 1-2. Isbell at third, Weir at short, Ellis at second, Doherty at first, Blafis the catcher, Page in left, Summer in center, McCarnan in right. Behind Cloud, and another foul ball. It's good off-speed pitch and kind of a half swing there, and Wishrup at least got a piece of it, and we'll do it again, a third straight time at 1-2. Cloud likes the first sign, kicks and deals. Another check swing and another foul ball. Still 1-2, we'll do it a fourth time with this count. Base is empty, one down, bottom of the fifth inning. Coming down the home stretch, Iola a 4-0 advantage. Swing and a miss, and down goes Wishrup. Good battle, but he comes up empty. And two up and two down, just like that. And that'll bring up Oldham. That is now five strikeouts for Cloud, who is trying to work at least five scoreless innings. Oldham, strikeout victim his first time up. takes a fastball belt high for a called strike. Well, the sun is gone away. A few clouds still remain. Still a warm and breeze is picking up a touch. That first game was as calm as could be. It had been windy all weekend long. 20, 30, even 40 mile an hour gusts throughout the few days, but the flag and center field resting comfortably. Oldham, a high pop-up to the right side and an athletic play by Ellis darting out in a shallow right field from second place and a one-handed catch to retire the side. So a ground out, a strikeout, and a pop-out. Three up, three down for Hiawatha in the home fifth. They're down to two opportunities. They got to keep them at bay. Iola the advantage, 4-0.
Exciting news, Seneca. Rainbow is going all in with fiber to the home. We're expanding our fiber optic network to deliver faster, more reliable internet straight to your doorstep. With the help of our contractors, NCS and D'Aguilar, we're investing $5.2 million in nearly 65 miles of fiber, bringing symmetrical speeds up to 2 gigabits per second. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value and supports remote work. Join us in growing a superior broadband network. Stay tuned, Seneca, for updates and visit our website at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
For almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or skyviewequipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball, brought to you by Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon Tam and Seth Tollison with you. And the first pitch to Kyler Isbell is popped up and playable right on the third baseline. Jacobson behind the bag makes the catch. One pitch, one out here in the top of the sixth inning. And right now, the defending champs, Iola, a 4-0 lead on Hiawatha, trying to win their third straight title. Hiawatha still has Wishrup on the mound. He has thrown now 92 pitches. He's going to try to get through this inning. And now here is a high fly ball right field. Barnhill in a good spot. Didn't have to move much. Couple steps back. And just like that, a couple of pitches and a couple of outs here in the top of the sixth. Now Belafis, who had an RBI single in his last at-bat, he has also popped out to Dunn at short, 1-for-2. Iola 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, and now with two outs, nobody on in the sixth. Leading it 4-0, winner is the state champs here in 2024. Double-A Legion Baseball. What a run it's been for both of these teams, and Hiawatha is going to have to put together a rally. They got 6 outs to spare offensively. Wishrup trying to go real quick here in the sixth, though, and this has popped up. Could be playable. Foul territory. Caden Smith going back. Does he make the catch? He does. That was a very quick inning and absolutely needed for Wishrup and company. A zero on the board for Iola in the sixth, but Hiawatha down to 6 outs. They got to start putting something together. They trail in this championship game 4-0.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton. Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
KNZA.
Hiawatha, they have 2 at-bats left to rally in this game if they want to win a state championship here in Concordia. Iola leading it 4-0 in this winner-take-all game. Seth Tollefson in studio, Brandon Tamman with you here on KNZA. Started on Friday afternoon, and we're ending here on Monday afternoon. Iola trying to win their third straight AA title, but a Hiawatha win earlier put him in this opportunity in this winner-take-all game. And Corbin Cloud, he has pitched very well in this game for Iola. He is back to work, and here we go. 6 outs to spare. It starts with the top of the order. First pitch to Josh Smith is taken for strike number one. He has walked and singled, so has reached in both of his at-bats today. Next pitch, fastball low, 1-1. Iola's runs, 2 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, and 1 in the 5th. Hiawatha's been limited to just 3 hits in this game so far. There's another good pitch, a called strike, and it's 1-2. Well, starting pitching has been key in these two games today. That hadn't really been the case all weekend long. There's been a lot of runs scored in this tournament, including the 3 games we did yesterday, but it's been more pitcher heavy here when the championship is on the line. 2 balls, 2 strikes now on Josh Schmidt. Jacobson and Rocky do up as well. There's a slow roller off the mound, left side fielded, firing, and delivering the out is Weir from shortstop. It was kind of a spinning ball off the inside part of the bat and then kind of kicked to the shortstop side off the mound and fielded pretty well by Weir, made a good throw for the first out. So 1-1. Hiawatha down to 5 outs. And here's Jacobson, reached on a fielder's choice and is grounded out to first. Check swing and didn't go around, and it's 1-0. And Jacobson, the story again in the first game, Hiawatha winning 6-0. He went the distance on the mound and 7 innings of 1 hit, no run baseball with 6 strikeouts. Impressive stuff, but now it's 1-1 on him. Needs to get something going here in the 6th. There's another one that's in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Cloud looks just as good here in the 6th as he did in the 1st. There's a ground ball, right side, high hop for Ellis, and settles in to get it to 1st in time, and 2 up and 2 down. 4 outs left. See if Rocky can put together a 2-out rally. He is 1-for-2 in this game. He had 4 hits and 5 at-bats in the 1st game today, including 2 doubles, 2 singles, a couple of runs driven in. He was the offensive MVP for sure in that one. And he takes one inside for 1-1. A couple of ground outs here to start the 6th. Base is empty. Iola leading 4-0, and that one runs inside and hits. Boy, Cloud kind of slipped off the mound whenever he threw that pitch in there, and Rocky a fist bump as he goes down to first. He's okay, but much needed. Try to keep this thing going, a 2-out base runner. Well, in the 6th, in the 1st game, 2 outs, nobody on. Hiawatha would go on to score 4 runs in that inning. They need something like that here again. 1-on, 2 outs. Here is Dunn, 0-for-1 with a walk. Takes 1 high for 1. He struck out in the 2nd inning, and he walked in the 4th. There's a throw to 1st. Pretty close play, but Rocky is back in. Cloud has picked off 2 base runners in this game. He picked off Josh Smith in the 3rd and picked off Jacobson in the 1st. Both at 1st. Next pitch low, 2. 2 balls and 0 strikes. We continue with the cloud cover here. Still a warm day, not quite as breezy as it has been. And trying to decide this AA state championship. It's coming down to the final game. A low pitch, 3, and Rocky scampers into 2nd on the wild pitch. Takes a long turn at 2nd, but he holds there. And a base hit could give Hiawatha their 1st run of the game. They need it. But the advantage to Sam Dunn here, 3 balls and 0 strikes. Cloud sets. He has been very efficient with his pitch counts. Looks back at 2nd, kicks and deals. Taken all the way, of course, and it's in there for a called strike. Now 3-1. Rocky at 2nd base, 2 outs here in the top of the 6th inning. Or correction, bottom of the 6th inning. And that one is inside, 4. Inning continues, 2-on and 2 outs. Now it's up to Caden Smith, who has reached on a fielder's choice and has grounded out to short. 4-0 Iola here in the bottom of the sixth. So both teams will still have one more at bat. Iola will look for some insurance, and Hiawatha might be having to come from behind. First pitch to Smith is in the dirt, ball one. So after a couple of easy ground outs by Josh Smith and Cooper Jacobson, a hit batter to Rocky and then a walk to Dunn, has two on and two outs. There's a called strike, and now here on Caden Smith, 1-1. In the first game against Iola last night, that 13-10 loss, Caden had a couple of singles and a sac fly. There's a throw back to second, and Rocky back in safely. Overall, Caden's had a really good tournament. Needs a big hit here. Here's a 1-1. High and inside, two balls, one strike. Hiawatha desperately trying to put together a two-out rally in the sixth. They're down by four. Cloud looking back and firing outside, ball three. He slaps the glove in frustration. It was an off-speed pitch that just broke away outside off the plate. Good eye there for Smith. Now 3-1. Barnhill is on deck. Here's the 3-1. It is high, ball four. The bases are loaded, and now Barnhill coming up represents the tying run. And here comes a meeting on the hill for Iola. Not sure if that'll be it for Cloud. He has pitched very well here today. And it looks like they will go to the bullpen. So bases loaded, two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning. Hiawatha trailing this game 4-0.
Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand. With so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today. The Hiawatha Creamery, and treat yourself.
What are your concerns when choosing an insurance policy? This is Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance. My obligation is to take in your exposures and process a policy to not only cover your risk, but also be competitive in premiums. Our agency represents multiple companies, which can give us the opportunity to customize a policy for all types of insurance. A brief meeting is all that's needed. Call me, Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance, at 742-4499 or visit us on the web, www.MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Maximum Insurance, working together, securing tomorrow.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Oh, might be the biggest spot in this game. Iola 4, Hiawatha nothing. Bottom of the sixth inning. Hiawatha, bases loaded, two outs. Barnhill set to come up, and the new pitcher is Ryan Golden, who came on late in that first game and actually finished out the game at what was a 6-0 Hiawatha victory to force this winner-take-all game. And now Barnhill representing the game-tying run in this title game. Can he come through with a hit? After a couple of ground outs, a hit batter, and then back-to-back walks, Cloud 5 2/3, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts. Just 3 hits allowed, but he is responsible for all 3 runners on base. Here we go. Barnhill steps in. The tall right-hander, Ryan Golden, steps in and fires one outside for ball one. So Golden has a golden opportunity. Here's the pitch. Popped up right side, but foul. And the count is 1-1. Rocky at third, Dunn at second, Caden Smith at first. Barnhill awaits a 1-1. Golden's pitch, and it hits him. And Hiawatha is on the board. It is 4-1. Well, you will take it. And now the go-ahead run, potentially coming to the plate with Lucas Lancaster. A hit batter, a walk, and a hit batter has produced Hiawatha's first run of the game. It is now 4-1. Golden's first pitch to Lancaster is low for ball one. He is 0 for 2, grounded out to short his last time up, and now he takes another one low, 2 and 0. Here it is. This is Hiawatha's opportunity here. Golden sets and delivers. Just missed. 3 balls and no strikes. He wanted it. He did not get it. I would have to imagine Lancaster lays off the next 2. A walk scores another. And it's low, ball 4. It is 4-2. Things are heating up, and I'm not talking about the weather.
Number 5, Cooper Wishrup.
And here is Wishrup. We're going to get a courtesy runner in here at first. For Lancaster, Thonen comes in for him. Oh, boy. Caden Smith at third. Barnhill at second. Lancaster now being run for with Thonen at first. 4-2 now our score. A base hit could tie the game. Golden's first pitch, a called strike, and Wishrup wishing for a hit. He is 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts. Golden works quickly. Swing and a miss. And down to 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, bases loaded, a 4-2 game. And he stays alive, he fouls this one away. Both those runs charged to Cloud. Golden took over for him with the bases loaded. But a hit batter and a walk has produced 2. Here's an 0-2. And it runs inside and hits him! You've got to be kidding me, on an 0-2 count, it is now a 1-run game in the bottom of the 6th, and Iola has to take a time. Wow. Unbelievable 6th inning right now, and Hiawatha is a base hit away from potentially taking the lead. After a ground out by Josh Smith, a ground out by Cooper Jacobson, the bases were empty with 2 outs, and a combination with Cloud and Golden, a hit batter, a walk, a hit batter, a walk, and a hit batter. And just like that, it is a 4-3 game. And here is Micah Oldham.
We have a first runner for number 5.
And Hageman is going to come in as a courtesy runner for Wishrup at first. So you have Thonen at second. You have Wishrup now being run for by Hageman at first, and then Barnhill at third. Here we go. First pitch is low for ball 1. My goodness. It is now a 4-3 game. Here's the pitch. 2-0. It's outside. Golden falling apart here in the 6th. He came in with a tough spot. Now he's talking to his catcher, and looks like they might disagree on something, but he's got to settle in. Here's a 2-0. That's a good spot there, 2-1. Yeah, Oldham was going to watch that the whole way. 3 runs in. Hiawatha now down by a run. Foul ball, 2-2. Regardless what happens here, the game has changed. A big 2-2. Here it is. Fly ball right side. Chasing it is Doherty, and just got out of play. So we'll do it again. My goodness. Tension rising. Golden trying to get out of it with his team still in front. But what was once was a 4-0 lead is evaporated to 4-3. Here's a 2-2. It is hit in the air, right side, but not too deep. It's caught by the second baseman in Ellis, and that retires the side, but the damage is done, and we got ourselves a ball game as we go to the 7th. The champion to be decided. It is now Iola leading it 4-3.
Farming, it's the life. Indeed it is. The life of long planting and harvest hours. The life of our faith and family. The life of small towns and honest people. It's also the life of buying crop inputs, fertilizer, chemicals, and seed. To help manage risk in those inputs, buy DeKalb and Asgrow Seed. Call Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, things have certainly turned here in the now top of the seventh inning. Iola wants a 4-0 lead, and cruising along against Hiawatha in this state championship game has now turned to a 4-3 game going into the seventh. 3 runs on no hits for Hiawatha in the bottom of the sixth to get themselves right back in this game. And now Iola, the 1-run lead, will look to try to get something here in the seventh to extend back on it. But here's Wishrup back to work. What a day for him. He is grinded and has pitched the entire way, and he threw only 4 pitches in the sixth. But now here he gets the top of the order, and he starts behind Cloud at 2-0. A 4-3 game in the championship game, as we are now in the seventh, but that one is high, and now 3 balls and no strikes. Every game has been really close this weekend. Why not the final one be close as well? But there's a 4-pitch walk to lead off the inning for Cloud and Iola. And this might do it for Wishrup. He only threw 4 pitches in the sixth, and he was up to about 95 or 96, I believe, and I think this might do it for him. Well, regardless of what happens, he should get a standing O. As with the limited number of pitchers that Hiawatha had available, the fact that Wishrup started this championship game and pitched into the seventh was very, very needed. And he kept his team in it all throughout. So Caden Smith, the new pitcher for Hiawatha, 1 on, nobody out. 1-run game in the seventh. We're back after this.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
What are your concerns when choosing an insurance policy? This is Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance. My obligation is to take in your exposures and process a policy to not only cover your risk, but also be competitive in premiums. Our agency represents multiple companies, which can give us the opportunity to customize a policy for all types of insurance. A brief meeting is all that's needed. Call me, Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance, at 742-4499 or visit us on the web, www.MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Maximum Insurance, working together securing tomorrow.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Caden Smith, in a big-time spot in the seventh inning, comes on to replace Cooper Wishrup, who pitches into the final frame. We got a 1-run game in the title here in Concordia. Iola holding on to a 4-3 lead here in the top of the seventh, but no outs and a runner at first. And the defensive changes here for Hiawatha. Wishrup, again, coming off the mound. He had to put the gear on. He is going to catch. Jacobson moves over to first, and then Lancaster goes from catcher to third base. So a few defensive changes, but Caden Smith going to try to keep a 0 on the board here. These were the only 2 pitchers available for Hiawatha entering this final game, and regardless of what happens, Wishrup deserves a tip of the cap. 99 pitches into the seventh inning, 7 walks, 3 strikeouts, keeping his game or his team in it. And now here we go. So Caden Smith will face Blake Ellis with a runner at first and nobody out in the top of the seventh in what is a 4-3 Iola lead. They are looking for the three-peat title, but Hiawatha not letting them go away quietly. Caden Smith, his first pitch is a called strike. Ellis has singled and scored. He has walked, and he has also flown out to Rocky in center. About a 2.5-step lead for Cloud at first. Wishrup responsible for that runner at first. Smith kicks, and it's up and in. One ball, one strike. Iola, 2 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th. 3 runs on 0 hits for Hiawatha in the bottom of the 6th. It was a wild frame. Runner takes off. Pitch is high. Wishrup's throw is off target. And Cloud steals second and is in scoring position with nobody out. Count now 2-1 on Ellis. This is the best part of the Iola order. And they certainly would enjoy getting Cloud in from second. Add some insurance late. Here's the pitch. Popped up and foul. And it's out of play. 2-2. Iola only has 3 hits in this game. Or correction. No, I was right. 3 hits with their 4 runs. And so both teams have not done a ton offensively. 2-2. And it pops out of Wishrup's glove. And away enough to where Cloud gets to 3rd. So that'll be a pass ball. And now the count is full on Ellis. 3-2. Crunch time here in the 7th. Smith out of the stretch. Sets chest high. Kicks and deals. It is high. Correction, it was 2-2, so now it's 3-2. Beg your pardon. That was my fault. I'll tap the chest on that one. So now we'll do a 3-2 pitch. With Cloud at third base, he stole second and got to 3rd on a pass ball. 3-2 on Ellis. Here it is. And a foul ball. Pitch was a little bit high, but he went after it. And out in front, fouled it out of play. And we'll try it again. 3 balls, 2 strikes. No outs. Runner at 3rd. Top of the 7th inning. Champion to be decided. A 1-run game. Iola leading it 4-3. Trying to add here in the top half. Another 3-2. The pitch is high. Ball 4. Now they're at the corners with nobody out, and that'll bring up Rogan Weir.
Number 21, Rogan Weir.
Well, if you can somehow get a double play, you would give up the run for the 2 outs. But a lot would have to happen for that to happen. So Smith has to settle. In the stretch, he kicks and deals. And a called strike there to Weir, and it is 0-1. He has lined out to short. He has walked and scored and has popped out to first. Jacobson now defending at first. Lancaster over there at 3rd. Wishrup now catching. Here is the pitch. Runner takes off for 2nd. It is high, not a chance, and now 2nd and 3rd, and nobody out. 1 ball, 1 strike now on Weir. Iola threatening to add to what is now just a 1-run lead in the 7th. As they search for a 3rd straight crown, Hiawatha trying to make them work hard for it. Smith kicks and fires a 1-1, and it hits him. Off speed, got away from him, ran inside. The bases are loaded with nobody out. The positive with it is every base is available for an out. I'm assuming if it's anywhere close, any ground ball, that's going to be coming straight to home. And the definition of the cleanup hitter is on as Trey Summer, number 4 in the order, bases loaded, is coming up. And you could argue, probably the most dangerous hitter in this Iola lineup. Here we go. Caden Smith with him loaded. We'll just go back to the windup and the pitch. A little bit up and in. Ball 1. Runner at third is Cloud. Ellis at second. Weir at first. Here is Summer with a 1-0 count. Jumps out in front. Smith settles and deals. And it's a ground ball just foul. That would have been at least two. But it is a strike, and it's 1-1. State champion going to be crowned, but Hiawatha having to get out of a big-time jam here in the top of the seventh. They're down by one, and now Caden wants a new baseball from the umpire. Toss one back into Wishrup, who then trades it for a fresh one with the home plate umpire. A walk, and a hit batter. First three faced in the seventh. Bases loaded. Caden Smith wipes some sweat off the brow and deep breath. Belt tie sets, kicks, and fires a 1-1. It is fouled straight back, and he is in front now at one ball and two strikes. Still nobody out. A lot of work for Hiawatha to do, but right now a 1-2 count here on Summer. He monstrous, if you can set him down here. Another deep breath. Caden Smith winds it and fires it. Oh, just inside. He didn't get the call. Fans wanted it. Whew. Could have gone either way. Two balls and two strikes. Bases loaded, nobody out. Here is the pitch. Ball three. A walk will score a run. A monstrous pitch coming up here for Caden Smith. Wishrup now catching, started this game and pitched into this last inning. Gives him a gesture like, we got this. Here is a 3-2 pitch. Ball four. It is now 5-3, Iola. Still nobody out. Well, now, Hiawatha here in danger of giving those runs back. Right now, one has been given back. Still nobody out. And here's Brandon McCarnon, who is 0-3. RBI for Summer on the walk. Cloud scoring from third. Ellis going to third. Weir to second. And now, Summer occupying first. 5-3, Iola. Chance for more. Base is loaded. Nobody out. Top seven. Here's the pitch. It is high. One ball and no strikes. McCarnon grounded out to second in the second. Struck out in the third. Grounded out to first in the fifth. A 1-0. Outside. Two balls, no strikes. Big deep breath needed for Caden Smith here, needing to settle down, just needing to try to get that first out of the inning. Now he's going out of the stretch. Sets chest high. 2-0 is the count. Here it is. Inside, ball three. Another close one, but didn't get the call. Now this is turning into a tough go here. Can't imagine McCarnon swinging at this one. 3-0. Here it is. Ball four. Two runs instantly back, and Iola's lead is now 6-3. RBI for McCarnon. And how kind of this lead was originally given up by Iola in the bottom of the sixth. Hiawatha is giving it to him right back in the seventh. Still nobody out. Bases loaded. Two have scored. It's 6-3. Smith deals. It is high for ball one. It's Grady Doherty now. He has walked twice, has scored a run, and has struck out swinging. Tough, tough seventh and a tough start in this frame. Still just got to get somebody out. Here's the pitch. Popped up, left side, Lancaster chasing towards the fence, and it's out of play. So one ball, one strike. Bases still loaded, nobody out. First five batters in this inning, a walk, a hit batter, a walk, and a walk. One ball, one strike here on Doherty. Here is the pitch. Outside. 2-1. Well, both teams in this final game limited options in terms of arms with how the rules were set all weekend long. Just grinding to get to this point. Here is a 2-1 by Smith. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. Trying to get him in a right mindset here to get one across the plate. The 3-1. Ball four. It is a little bit high. Another run is in. And the three runs that Hiawatha scored in the bottom of the sixth have been given right back. It is now 7-3. Base is still loaded and nobody out. And here comes a meeting on the hill. Well, not much you can say, and is trying to get a much needed first out here in this inning. But the first six batters have all reached without a hit. They got to settle them down. Just a little bit of a smile from Smith, who wipes the brow and flips the cap back on and needs to settle down. There's Kyler Isbell. Three runs given right back, and the lead of four for Iola has been taken back. It's now 7-3. Still bases loaded, nobody out. Here in the seventh, Isbell steps in. First pitch is a called strike. Isbell has a fly out to right. He has hit a sack bunt and has popped out to third. No balls and one strike. Here's the pitch. Ground ball and two, just foul. And it's 0-2. That would have scored two minimum. So at least now, Smith has the advantage at no balls and two strikes. Out of the stretch. Summer at third, McCarnon at second, Doherty at first. And the pitch. It is high. One ball, two strikes. Logan Page on deck. Three runs on no hits so far in this inning for Iola. They lead it now 7-3. Here's the pitch. It is high, now 2-2. Now you can tell Caden's just kind of wondering, what do I got to do? Defense lined up pretty straightforward. Needing a strikeout here. 2-2. Here it is. And it hits him. It is now 8-3. And it's just been as tough of an inning as you could possibly have. And right after Hiawatha had gotten to within one prior to the start of this one, it'll be Ryan Golden to pitch hit here coming up. And another meeting here for Hiawatha. Man, it's just been tough. I think that's going to be it for Caden Smith. All right, so Hiawatha's going to make a pitching change. Four runs have scored. Base is still loaded. Nobody out. Iola leading this game 8-3.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
For almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or skyviewequipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
KNZA.
Michael Oldham is going to be the new pitcher here for Hiawatha. They got to stop the bleeding here, as there have been seven batters up in this inning for Iola. Five walks and two hit batters have produced four runs on no hits. And right now, what was a 4-3 game going into this frame is now 8-3. Still the bases loaded, nobody out. Oldham now in to try to get that first out of this inning. Hiawatha will have one more bat in the bottom half, but it is unraveled pretty quickly. And Oldham is just hoping to stop the damage. As Caden Smith, he'll go back to first base. And I believe that'll put Jacobson out in left. My vision is correct, and it is not great for those who know. Oh, we can see out there fairly well. So it looks like Jacobson again in left now. Caden Smith goes back to first. Michael Oldham now pitching. Lancaster at third. Dunn at short. Josh Smith at second. Caden Smith first. Wishrup catching. Rocky in center. Barnhill in right. Four runs, no hits for Iola in the seventh. And their lead is 8-3. Still nobody out and the base is loaded. And Ryan Golden, who came on to pitch a little bit ago, is going to pitch hit here for Logan Page. So first at bat in this championship game. He will hold it high from the right side. A tall righty, and Oldham's first pitch is a called strike. Oldham sets. He will go out of the stretch. Belt high sets, and a delivery is lifted out towards the gap in left center. Rocky running to it. He will not get there. Two runs will score. Here's a throw to third, and in time. So they finally get the first out, but not before Golden drives in two with a double, and it's now 10-3. So McCarnon scores. Doherty scores as well, and then Isbell trying to go first to third, and they're able to get him out there. Here is the next batter, Blofus, the catcher. And right now, one out, runner at second base. The first hit in the inning, and now a ground ball foul. Lancaster watching it go into foul territory. 0-2 the count. On the big blow there, Golden a 2-RBI double. And now it is 10-3. Not sure why the scoreboard is showing 15-3. That pitch runs up and inside for ball number one. Not sure why the scoreboard says 15, but sure we'll get it fixed. There's a foul ball there. Good cut. Just caught a piece. It stays one ball, two strikes. The score is 10-3. They have scored six in the inning. There is one out and a runner at second. It has been a tough go in the seventh. Oldham's pitch is fouled away. Stays one and two. Well, it went from pretty high to pretty low pretty quick. And Oldham now just trying to get his team out of this inning. They'll still have one more chance in the bottom half. Ground ball, Dunn has it, fields it nicely, gets Golden back to second, and makes the play at first for the out. So two outs, back to the top of the order with Corbin Cloud, who got the inning going with the walk.
Number one, Corbin Cloud.
And here is Corbin Cloud, a walk and a run scored, a walk in the fourth, a fly out to left, and a strikeout as well. Golden at second, but now two down. Oldham's first pitch is high for ball one. Six runs on just one hit here in this inning for Iola. They lead it now 10-3. Golden takes off, pitches high. Wishrup's throw on target, but not in time. So Golden now up to third. The count on Cloud is 2-0. Oldham looks back at third and fires in one high, and it's 3-0. Cloud, the 10th batter to come up here in the inning. The first six have all come around to score. Three balls, no strikes. Runner at third, two down. Here is the pitch. In there for a called strike. Three balls and one strike now. Ellis on deck if Cloud is able to get on. Here is the kick and deal. And it's high, ball four. So the inning continues, and that'll bring up Ellis, who walked and scored. He has also got a fly out to center, a single and a run, and a walk as well. The 11th batter to come up here in this inning. Two on and two outs. Right now, 10-3 is the score. Here's the pitch. It's fouled away.
Number four.
No balls and one strike. Just trying to get out of it. Oldham sets. Checks the runners. Runner takes off to second. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled away. So Cloud will have to go back, and the count is 0-2. No balls, two strikes. It's been a long top of the seventh. Runner takes off again. The pitch is swung and missed. Oldham strikes out Ellis to end the frame, but more than certainly the damage has been dealt. Hiawatha, they have three outs left, but now they trail this game 10-3.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand. With so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today at the Hiawatha Creamery and treat yourself.
Kansaland Radio.
Iola three outs away from another Double A state championship. They post six runs in the top of the seventh inning and turned a 4-3 thriller into a 10-3 lead. And Hiawatha now will face a new pitcher and Grady Doherty, who will try to shut the door and win Iola the third straight Double A title. It has been a heck of a run. Hiawatha had to win the first game today. They did so 6-0, dominant fashion. They got down 4-0 here, and everything looked bleak going into the sixth, but they got three back in the bottom of the sixth. And then a one-run game going into the top of the seventh. The pitching faltered, and six runs on just one hit, and now a seven-run deficit. As Josh Smith will lead it off against Doherty. First pitch outside, ball one. Fourth at bat for Josh. He is 1-for-2, a single and a walk. And he swings and misses at that one by Doherty, and it's one ball, one strike. Doherty sets and deals. Just missed. Two balls, one strike. Jacobson Rocky also due up this inning as Hiawatha in some trouble now. That pitch runs inside. Three balls, one strike. So didn't get, I don't believe I got all the defensive changes. I know Doherty pitching. They moved Weir over to first base. Now this is hit well by Josh Smith, and that ball drops in for a base hit. It's a long turn at first and a leadoff single. Keep the line moving if you're Hiawatha. Long way to go. That is the second hit of the game for Josh and the third time he has reached in four at bats. Here is Jacobson, the story and player of the game in the first one today, pitching all seven innings. No runs, one hit, six strikeouts. Takes one inside here from Doherty for ball one. Cloud is back at shorts. Ellis still at second. Isbell at third. Doherty again pitching. Woff is still the catcher. There's a called strike, and it's 1-1. Bottom of the seventh, Iola 10 and Hiawatha 3. Josh Smith first base and nobody out. Lifted high in the air, right field. Backing up is McCarnon, but settles. Or that's actually Golden who makes the catch. He is out there now for the out. There is the first out in the bottom of the seventh. Here is Rocky. Four hits in the first game today. He is 1-for-2 with a single. He was also hit by a pitch. Now Josh Smith at first base, one out. Doherty's pitch runs inside and hits him. So back-to-back times, Rocky has come up and he has been hit by a pitch. And he'll take first base, two on, one out for Sam Dunn. Done today, a strikeout, a walk, and a walk. He has also scored a run. Here is the pitch. Doherty bends it in there for a called strike number one. Doherty sets a right-handed thrower against Dunn, the right-handed hitter. Another one in there, but missing inside. It's 1-1. Josh Smith at second, Ashton Rocky at first, one out in the bottom of the seventh, Iola leading it 10-3. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, fielded by Cloud, shovels to two for the first out, and on to first for the double play, and the game is over. A 6-4-3 double play ends the AA Legion baseball season, and that'll do it, as Iola three-peats and defeats Hiawatha post 66 in the final game of the season by a final score of 10-3. We'll step aside, come back, get you a player of the game, and wrap up this weekend right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What are your concerns when choosing an insurance policy? This is Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance. My obligation is to take in your exposures and process a policy to not only cover your risk, but also be competitive in premiums. Our agency represents multiple companies, which can give us the opportunity to customize a policy for all types of insurance. A brief meeting is all that's needed. Call me, Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance at 742-4499 or visit us on the web, www.MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Maximum Insurance, working together securing tomorrow.
Farmers, what are you looking for in soybean seed for next year? Let me help you answer the question. Are you looking for top yield potential, crop safety without sacrificing superior weed control? This sounds like Asgrow soybean varieties to me. Trusted and consistent performance with elite genetics. For everything you're looking for in soybean seed, look to Asgrow. Call Howard Seed today. Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let The Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow The Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
The American Legion AA State Baseball Championship Tournament has finally concluded. We started Friday afternoon, and we wrap up here on Monday afternoon. It took two games here today, but in the end, Iola wins another state championship as they pull away from Hiawatha late and win it by a final score of 10-3. Brandon Tam and Seth Hollison, one final time with you. They get set for the awards ceremony to recognize both of these teams. They were the top two seeds, the two most wins, the two best records coming in, and fitting, it went to a second game in the final day here on this Monday afternoon. But the late innings were the difference here, as Iola would pull away with a six-run, one-hit seventh inning. And Hiawatha retired fairly quickly in the bottom half, but this was a game where Iola got out to a 2-0 lead, a couple of runs in the third. They were the away team in this second game. They got a couple of hits. They got an RBI by Trey Summer, and then got to another run in that inning on an error. They got a 4-0 lead, a run in each of the fourth and the fifth innings. They got a base runner with Blothis, who drove in the one run in the fourth on an RBI single, and they got a run in the fifth as well on a wild pitch. So at that time, it was 4-0, but Hiawatha did not go away. They came up in the bottom of the sixth inning, and they were able to get three runs. Pitching kind of faltered in this game for both sides, but for Hiawatha, they took advantage of some hit batters and some walks, and scored three runs on no hits on the combination of Cloud and Golden. But ultimately, Iola got out of that inning with the lead. But going into the seventh again, and turned into a good game real quick. 4-3, but 11 sent to the plate in the seventh. Caden Smith took over for Wishrup, who was very good and kept his team in this final game. 99 pitches into the seventh inning, but Caden Smith came in. Just kind of a tough stretch, a walk, a hit batter, a walk, a walk, a walk, another hit batter, and then a big blow was Ryan Golden, a two RBI double to again cap off a six-run seventh inning. At that point, it was 10-3, and that's ended up being the final score. So Iola wins another AA state title. Their record concludes at 31-7. Hiawatha, again, a fantastic season, the Zone 3 champs, the two seed in this field, and they will finish runner-up. Their record concludes 42 games at 30-12. Let's announce a McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. It is, again, both teams right now getting recognized for their play here this weekend, and we're going to give it this game to Cooper Wishrup again. You know, this Hiawatha team had limited numbers in terms of their pitching left for this final game, and they needed every bit of that 99-pitch count for Wishrup, who gave his team a chance into the seventh inning. Six innings total, pitched into the seventh inning, didn't record an out, but six innings, three hits, four runs, six walks, and three strikeouts. Wishrup, again, our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca. Well, that's going to do it for us. Again, the family's here watching the two teams get recognized, but Iola post 15, another AA state championship. Hiawatha post 66, a runner-up finish here in Concordia. I want to thank all of our great sponsors all throughout the year and this weekend as well. Of course, following both Hiawatha and Corning all weekend long, we had just a ton of fun games. Every game was close, came down to the wire. It was just a ton of fun, got a lot of great feedback from the fans, those who are out there listening. We appreciate it very much. Great hospitality here once again in Concordia. They put on a great tournament every year that it is here. So, again, I just want to say sincerely thank you. Appreciate it very much. Captain Kirk Kilman grinding with us this weekend. Seth Tollefson here today. We appreciate it very much. But as the two teams get honored here, we are going to wrap things up. So that is it for the American Legion baseball season here in 2024 as Hiawatha post 66, a runner-up finish here in the AA state tournament. Iola wins it for a third straight year. The game one final, Hiawatha 6, Iola nothing. The deciding game, Iola 10 and Hiawatha 3. For Kirk Kilman, Seth Tollefson, I'm Brandon Tabb, and we'll talk to you to the beginning of the high school football season in just over a month. Thanks for listening here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of American Legion Baseball on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.